No, cat, that's my keyboard. No! Hi, I'm Erin.
Hi, Erin. I'm Jessica. Who are we?
Who are we? It's an episode of Girls Talk Comics. Woo! I'm your master of mediocrity.
And I'm your lieutenant of literature. And the child is awake. All be afraid. Hope is lost.
Oh, no. All right, let's try to knock this out so we can keep the child appeased. Because she is fidgety. So, we read Archie vs. Predator 1 and 2. And by we, I mean I read Archie vs. Predator 1. You read Archie vs. Predator 2.
Yes, I did. I did. And I'm really glad that we did, because we had put out into the universe that we wanted the Archie comics to go a certain way. And the universe, in the form of the author and creator of the Archie vs. Predator series, was like, yeah, I did that already a couple years ago. And we were like, oh, shit. We better go read those, because that's exactly what we asked for. And it did not disappoint.
Not a bit. Alex DeCampi hit us with a past me got you fam. Let's go. And, you know, just shout out to her for listening to that episode. Thank you so much for sparing minutes of your life. And then enduring to the end when we were talking about how fucking cool it would be if Betty and Veronica fucking kicked ass against the Predator and the Archie versus Predator, and then taking the time to respond to us and saying, oh, they did. Because, like, oh, they did. Like, I really, really enjoyed this. And I was trying to think of, like, a way to sum up the series, but I don't really think there is a good way to sum up Archie versus Predator that's not just, well, it's Archie shenanigans, and then there's also Predator shenanigans. Like, it's just a lot of blood, a lot of spines, and a lot of competing for Archie, who seems mediocre at best.
Yeah, because Volume 1 was done in the classic universe, and then after Alex DeCampi did Volume 1, they regenerated the universe to new Archie, and they started pumping out a lot of content, and part of that content was, hey, Alex, do you want to do a Volume 2 for this? And in her preface to Volume 2, she explains that, hell no, she didn't, but also they were going to do it over her dead body, because it was her baby, so she did anyway. And she asked for some stuff that she thought might be outrageous, but was the only way she'd be willing to do it. And they agreed. And I'm so happy they did, because new Archie is a delight and fixes some things that are kind of less than awesome in the old Archie. But by giving Alex her head, the Archie universe made semi-canonical, really sweet sort of resolution for the classic characters, Betty and Veronica. And I really, really appreciate her for that, because it's complicated growing up reading all of these digests and having these be just really beloved characters, but also as a modern woman going, but also so disappointing in certain ways, you know, like their whole character arc is around the kernel of that they're fighting over a man and also best friends. So it's weird. It's real weird.
And that's what's particularly weird in Archie versus Predator 1, in my opinion, because, like, well, there's also this cursed knife, and so that was kind of interesting, but it, like, they're going back and forth, like, Betty curses Veronica. She's like, Veronica kissed my man, and she won a contest, and I curse her for kissing him, and then I also curse the, Blossom or whatever, who the twin who gave her the clothes that where she ended up losing Archie's attention. And then, of course, everybody's murdered. Like, they're still, like, attached to the hip, where she's like, I didn't mean to. It's like, you, what? Like, you got pissed and then cursed her, girl. And you're still fighting about a boy. And Veronica is like, well, we're still at least going to be hot. And, like, I just don't believe this is real. Like, as they're watching Sabrina's head get fucking blown off, like, she's still wishy-washy and flip-flopping. And I'm like, wow, they're really handling this a little too well. They're like, let's change into nice clothes in the middle of it. And they're just like, oh, Betty, you're just freaking out. And I'm like, what the fuck? And then Veronica's dad has, like, super tech in his basement. And they transform the Predator to look like Archie, because Archie dies in this, like, epic final battle between him and the Predator. And he's all, like, souped up and hyper-powerful and stuff. And I'm just like, this is so intense. And it's just so funny. Just so funny. Yeah. So that was Archie versus Predator. Just freaking funny.
So Archie versus Predator 2 kind of picks up from this, like, wreckage of I want to say Smallville for some reason, but I know that's not it. Oh, Jesus. What's the name of this town?
Riverdale?
Riverdale. Jesus, how did that escape me? That's the name of the show, for crying out loud. Oh, man.
Yeah, and you're like the Archie expert. What the fuck?
So Riverdale is in shambles, and their big plan is to take Archie Hybrid to Memory Lane, because the Archie universe has this really fun retcon tool called Memory Lane, wherein only Archie can do this, but he walks down Memory Lane and resets the universe. And this is how they've canonically had him married to both Betty and Veronica, and, you know, like, played all of the different kinds of games with all of the classic characters. And somehow or another, in all of my digest reading, I had never actually figured out this, you know, like, so Archie versus Predator, by going so deep in canon, has really, like, laid out the universe as it is to me in Archie-dom. And honestly, like, it is my OG multiverse, and the only one to which I will pay tribute. Yeah, I'm sorry, DC and Marvel, but you guys don't have cool tools like Memory Lane. Like,
that's fair.
I defy you to tell me a cooler retcon system than Memory Lane. Like, just this random himbo walks down a street and the whole gosh dang world has to come apart and reassembles itself into a universe to the himbo's liking. So, like, come on. It's like Thor having the ability to reset every time he's like, you know, I'm kind of tired. Let me walk down the lane and be the Thor that loses the hammer. Or let me walk down the lane and let me be the Thor that can only speak in gibberish.
Wait, which random himbo is it? Is it Archie who could walk down the street and wreck the world?
Yeah, it is. It's the completely unremarkable Archie.
It'd have been funny if it was like Moose, you know, like.
That would have been better.
Like a side character who has no impact. Yeah.
Or modern darling Jughead.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah.
In fact, it's only a character that you ever see in the background, and he's like, this plot's boring for the main interest love life. I'm fucking done.
Like, just done?
I'm done. I'm gonna go. Just walks off. Is too engrossed eating his hamburgers and just walks down the wrong street. Ah, damn it, I reset the world.
Somebody's just thinking about, like, gosh, I wonder what would happen if, like, I wore blue socks today and then Riverdale.
So the whole second universe is second volume is like, oh shit, we'll just reset the universe, it'll be fine. And then they get there and the Memory Lane is closed. So they decide to get in a car and go see if they can get Sabrina to help them out. Even though they saw Sabrina die, they're like, I don't know, maybe. They go in the car and Betty falls asleep in the back. And we get our first sort of sapphic love interest energy where Veronica drives out and then suddenly reappears back at Riverdale. And she's like, oh shit. She's like, well, Betty's asleep. Don't wake her up. And I'm just like, Do I smell women love women? Like, oh my, is this the beginning of something? I feel my sapphic core tingling. Oh no.
I sense intimacy.
Kool-Aid Man. Oh yeah. Bust through the Riverdale sign. So then she tries a different route, and she ends up back in Riverdale again. Like, somehow or another, they come across themselves, and it's New Riverdale. They've been reset. New Riverdale is very different from Classic, but it's still Classic Betty and Veronica, who are the protagonists of this Archie versus Predator at this point, which is really fun. They are next level, like, crazy lady, but in the best way. They have a lot of, like, energy.
Okay.
So the whole time they're, like, going on their phones and, like, going through all of the different people that they can contact. I can't remember when this happens, if this is before or after they meet the new version of themselves, but, like, Betty and Liz, like, oh, you know, like, can we call so-and-so? And they're like, oh, no, they're probably reset. What about Captain America? Oh, he's probably reset, too. Veronica texts Captain America and gets Bucky instead. And she's like, oh, who's this? And she's like, blocks the number. Who's this? Bucky? Block. And it's my favorite. But new Betty and Veronica are not fighting over Archie. Instead of Classic Girl Next Door, where she's sweet but also still very, quote, womanly with makeup and skirts and torpedo bras and all this stuff. New Betty is like, I'm gonna rebuild the carburetor, and is New Girl Next Door. And Veronica is like Instagram baddie, like short, and Classic Veronica is like, that can't be me. I would never wear an A-line, you know, like, so there's this huge, like, they're like, I cannot believe that they've completely erased us and this is who we are now kind of energy going on. My favorite part of that whole interaction was they're like, which one of you has Archie this time? And they're like, neither. Archie's like, I'm very single. And they're like, oh. And the new girls are like, why are you both fighting over Archie? And Veronica goes, oh, Archiekins, will you lift up that sedan for me? And he just runs over, like, whoo, whoo, and then lifts up the car, and he, like, looks under it, and then looks at her, and then looks under it, and they're like, that's why. It's not even the Archie that they're normally fighting over.
That's Predator Archie.
Behind it is just amazing to me. Yeah. That's just amazing logic. I love it.
That is so amazing.
But the new characters are all impressed and like concerned by Classic Betty and Veronica, and they both have in history of canon raised the devil to curse each other at different points. So their new plan is to summon the devil, and new Archie characters are like, oh Jesus, you girls are, oh no, never mind. We're done asking you questions. Hey, new Betty and Veronica, do you have any ideas? So somehow or another, through all of this, new Betty goes off with new Jughead to go try to jack the alien's ride. And old Betty and Veronica go off to summon the devil. And new Veronica kind of assembles Riverdale against the antagonist of the whole series, which is some ancillary character in the new universe finds Predator's helmet and sets off the beacon that alerts Predator's family that he is there. And remember, this is teenage Predator. So, like, mom Predator, dad Predator, sister Predator, and a pack of dogs come out of the sky and, like, pop in at the Halloween dance. So Jughead's dog, Hot Dog, gets unalived by the alien dogs. Betty's like, do something, Jughead, and Jughead's solution is to throw a hamburger at it, and so has tamed new dog, and Betty and Jughead are out in the universe floating around, having successfully hotwired this spaceship because of Betty's new carburetor skills, and they're floating around, and it re-becomes canon that Jughead and Betty are close to each other, while still respecting the kind of asexual, like, version of Jughead that has kind of become part of new canon. So it's really sweet. Mm-hmm. They had a little moment. And then I think that's kind of the last you see of them. And then back in the gym, you see predators all over the place. Veronica sends the crazy twins that are evil and Regis a message saying, hey, go off, we need to kill these predators. And then proceeds to go tell the predators that everyone knows I'm the most dangerous person in Riverdale. And she's like, get him, Riverdale. As she's shot full of holes, you see her arm completely disconnected and just the best evil anime psycho lady grin on her face. She's even got the haircut, like the Sailor Saturn haircut, as her head is just like falling away from the other pieces of her body. And through the holes in her body, you see the rest of the classes and the people of like the background people of Riverdale, like charging the predators.
Oh my God.
And it's my favorite shot in the whole book. In the basement, you see like the twins are trying to like release gas and blow up the entire high school. That doesn't go very well for them because Regis is like, there's some people alive up there still. And the twins are like, who fucking cares? And Regis is like, I do kind of. They're never going to accept you, bitch. Watch me. And he locks them in there so they can't explode the gym. I mean, it happens anyway, but you know, oh, good for Regis.
Is it Regis or Reggie?
Reggie. You're right. It's not Regis. But it could be, like, that would be funny if it was Regis.
So he goes up and he helps out. Somehow or another, I think new Archie gets got. Archie, like Predator Archie, is not faring much better. There's a scene, a steamy shower scene, where Betty is in the locker rooms for some reason. And Veronica turns on all of the hot water so that the steam disguises their body heat signatures so that the Predators, when they get to the gym, can't find her. And it was like full sapphic. Intent has been realized. It's not about, it hasn't been about Archie for a long time, has it? Just full sultry moment, intense character magnetism, and you're like, yes. But then outside they're just casually summoning the devil like nothing happened. And it doesn't work for Betty, so then Veronica's like, here, I'll try. And then they're like, we'll try together, and they summon the devil. And the devil's like, why don't y'all just fuck off with your life? Like, just go, like, to New York, get some tattoos, get some piercings, grow up. Like, you don't have to be teenagers forever. You could just grow up. Like, you could allow yourself to grow up. So they're like, okay, but do we have to sell our soul to reset the world? And he's like, nah, I was going to reset the world anyway. You think this is the first time this has happened?
Oh.
And then they reset the world. And classic Betty and Veronica are in New York, and Betty's like cut off all of her hair, and they're both just fully living their tatted, pierced, LGBT New York vibe life, and they're following new Veronica on Instagram, watching all of the teenage antics of their new selves. And it's just a really sweet way to close out a whole show. I'm just like, yes! Finally, like, we're giving them the send-off they deserve. Like, you've done your time, ladies. Now go off and enjoy, you know, your midlife. You went through some crazy shit in high school. Move on and be them ladies working in coffee shops.
I love that this was all just done with the Predator. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're just, like, limbs flying everywhere, you know.
What a like a swerve also narratively when you're like, yes, I'm gonna have Archie fight Predator, but it's really about like the Archie multiverse. And I don't know, the fact that Betty and Veronica are fucking gay and deserve to be with each other forever. Like, damn, Alex DeCampi.
And I mean, like, there was a lot of, like, they mentioned a lot of like deep cuts. And I think I mentioned this in the episode that didn't happen, but you know, those Archie comics came in digests and they were always mixed all to hell. Like, you'd open up a digest and it'd be like the best of Betty and Veronica or whatever. And it's like the best of Betty. And then it's like just a whole bunch of who the hell knows what universe or canon each of these stories comes from, and they're all just shoved in there together. So it makes for a very confusing read, but there was this still like kind of sense of time missing in between each of the episodes of the volumes, of Archie vs. Predator 2, where you're not picking up every single second. There's space left in between. So it feels like it could just be on a random generator between, like, and just be like, oh, best of Betty and Veronica's being gals, being pals. And then, you know, you have, you know, 50 skirt, poodle skirt Betty and Veronica. And then you just have, like, Betty and Veronica in a steaming shower scene raising the devil. And then you just have, like, Betty and Veronica bitch slapping each other because somebody stole the other person's makeup. You know what I mean? Like, it just feels like it could be part of a random generator. And now I want a website that has that random generator appeal for classic, modern, and the weird shit that Archie, like, universe has been lent to. And I just want all of them to be random digest creator. Like, somebody go in and tag all of those volumes with keywords, and then we just generate random keyword digests of all of this stuff.
We make our own digest.
So that you can get a nice Archie canon experience at the racks of Walmart. Honestly, if there was an Alex DeCampi, like, classics continued, where she just writes the, like, you know, hijinks of classic Betty and Veronica trying to figure out the modern world in New York by themselves, just gal and palling it up, I would subscribe to the Kickstarter and the Patreon.
Beautiful.
And buy the individual copies and the trade copies, and then I would also buy a hardcover when that finally came out.
Are you seriously going to throw this out into the universe? Because the last time we threw things we wanted about the Archie universe, she came back and was like, we got you, fam. And I feel like you being like, let there be a Kickstarter of Alex DeCampi classic, or classic Archie-style Alex DeCampi stories for Archie, the Archieverse, she'll be like, got you, fam. She probably won't. She's got a lot of other things that she's working on, but how fucking ridiculous would it be if she was like, yo, here's a link. Like, I'd just sit there and be like, we should do better research.
Then I'd be like, here, take my money. Please, thank you. I'm manifesting, all about manifesting.
Yeah, but if she comes back and she's like, I've already given you what you wanted again, I'll be like, fuck, I really have to get better at Googling.
Yeah. My Google game is not strong. No, they changed the algorithm. Like, codes are no longer there. Like, they just fully rely on, I think, the new computers understanding humans better than humans understand themselves. Gross. Situation that Google's deep thought has figured out for us. I don't know if that's actually the name of the Google, like, computer, but in my head, Google has deep thought in chains in their basement. Sort of like the emotions on the Let's Play webtoon. Have you seen that? Have you seen the webtoon Let's Play?
Yeah.
And the guy that's supposed to be the antagonist but is actually, like, a little bit too nice to be the antagonist has, like, his self-control just yanking on the chains of all of his other emotions, like, really menacingly in the dark of his interior thoughts.
Have you been following that? Like, that's getting dark.
I have.
It is getting hella dark. I know. And I'm like, dude, okay. I was, like, kind of excited about you being, like, I have commitment issues, but I'm definitely going to be her first, like, sexual romantic experience or whatever. And then he's, like, fucking possessive. Like, dude. Uh-huh. Like, she's just talking to her neighbor.
This is a problem for me because I am into that trash. This is why Kylo Ren fandom is the fucking problem for me. That's the thing that got me, like, deep dived into AO3, like, movies ago.
Girl.
You know, I love Webtoon, so. And we would be remiss if we didn't mention the fact that Archie has a pretty fun, like, shoujo-style Webtoon happening right now about one of the side characters. And that actually they does do a really great job of portraying, like, Archie, the Archie crew.
Yeah.
It's called Big Ethel Energy. It's about Ethel.
I've been reading it too.
And you have read some of it finally. Yay!
Yes, I have. Yeah. Why don't you talk more about, like, what's going on in the webtoon?
Ethel escaped Riverdale. Okay, because it was the worst fucking thing that ever happened to her. Oh my god, how did I end up in this place? Everyone hated me and made fun of me for being fat. And, you know, like these three people that I really liked that were my friends. I had this huge crush on this guy, Jughead. And, like they were just awful to me. I thought I was going on dates with them and I wasn't. They were just, like, using me to get cheap tickets and they didn't want me to go. And I wanted to go to a... Like, I invited this guy to go to this dance with me, and he, like, didn't want to go and didn't want to dance with me and et cetera, et cetera. And it was just terrible. I'm never going back. Oh, wait, I don't have any money. I have to go back and write a book about Riverdale. So this is the premise of Big Ethel Energy. Ethel goes back to Riverdale as an adult with batty Instagram energy and her plus-size take-no-prisoners body. And just is living her dream. As it happens in small towns, everyone is obsessed. They're like, oh my god, did you see what happened to Ethel? She came back so hot. And she's just like so sophisticated. And like everyone wants to talk to her. And Veronica's like, oh my god. But like doesn't lean too hard in being a villain. I know, it's very exciting. And, you know, instead like is trying to get ahead of the curve. But is also like making deep realizations into herself about how she puts down and belittles people based on the sizes of their body that they have absolutely no control over. And, you know, like, just really fun stuff where you realize as each issue happens how unreliable of a narrator Ethel really was because of the way that she kind of negatively internalized those years. It kind of overshod and it kind of obscured the fact that that might not have been the intention of everyone who she interacted with to treat her this way.
Yeah. She totally starts the series where she's like, Betty was my only friend. And I was like, well, Betty was all up Veronica, Archie, and Jughead's ass. What do you mean she's your only friend? And also, you have this entire group of people who are like, oh my god, you're back. Let's do picnics together. We're going to try to hook you up with this one guy who you barely paid attention to, despite the fact that he was actively nice to you and interested. And also, like...
hot.
Oh my god, yes. Like...
hot.
He aged well in this cartoon universe.
Moose, where have you been all my life?
Right? And he's just so sweet in the universe. And then it's all like, miscommunication problems, meh. And fuck, like, this is what you get for eavesdropping.
Yeah.
But to have her just be like, Betty was my only friend. And I'm like, bitch, you barely see her.
Yeah.
Like, you're hanging out with Moose and all these other people, like, far more. And you want to be like, she's my only friend. And Archie's, like, super nice to you. Now, I mean, Archie's also very inconsistent. So I could totally be while she's like, what the fuck, Archie? Because... I think that's a pretty safe feeling to have of what the fuck, Archie.
His whole fucking deal is weird. Like, he peaked in high school, you know? Like, and now he's, like, struggling with, you know?
Own shit.
He wants to be a musician, but he's, like, not following any of his dreams. But he's also not picking up the family dynasty and not going to college. And, you know, like, hiding the fact that all of that is happening from his friends because he's ashamed and lives with Jughead. And Jughead's, like...
He also lost his job.
Yes. And Jug has this entrepreneur that he just lives with because he makes like videos of him eating things and also has that big baddie energy from all of the web comics that you know and love. Like, he's really giving me like a Poppy energy, you know what I'm saying? Like that like Dark Horse energy.
Yeah. Edgelord is another word.
Edgelord. Yes, that too. We've already established I have a problem. And yeah, so you just, like, it's frustrating because they're five chapters deep in coins, which is, I try not to, like, encourage with big house properties that are funded by big houses. I'm discovering more now, though, that all of the ones that I do spend coins on are big houses in their own right because they have, like, editors and three artists and, you know, like, Webtoons does have its own kind of big house system working underneath. Where, like, these people who are editors are editing, like, four of the things that I love the best in Webtoons, even though they're all drastically different, you know? Like, they have this coterie of people behind the scenes kind of helping to tailor the content into something that is, you know, professional enough to catch and maintain readership.
Yeah, I mean, Webtoons is its own beast at this point. Yeah. And I think we just need to acknowledge it, like... They have their product advertised in like Times Square.
Yeah.
You know, it's they have huge partnerships with Archie, with DC, with Marvel.
Yeah.
They have titles that are reproduced by Dark Horse into manga or into comic books, and then are adapted into TV series, like left and fucking right. Anything that's Korean and horror right now.
Yeah. Oh, man. Some of the Korean, like, K-dramas are getting so spicy because they're based off of webtoons that, like, you know, mm-hmm. are, like, about college students instead of, like, high schoolers, and are, like, about waking up after one-night stands instead of, like, holding hands for the first time. So you're getting these really spicy K-dramas because webtoons is such a force in the market. It's great.
I love it.
I do too. I remember being shocked, I tell you, shocked that they were had this huge ass makeout scene on the one where Piano was raised as a male to avoid a bad fortune from a hack.
Oh, that one. Oh my gosh, is that like Brotherly Love or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. And they had this huge like 5-minute makeout session, and they were like, oh yeah, that's what you get when you get Taiwanese dramas instead of K-dramas. And I was like, oh, okay. But oh my god, that's such a huge makeout session. And then now full ass K-dramas, not even Taiwanese dramas, but K-dramas are like, yeah, no, I slept with him and now he's my boss. What? I'm sorry. Did you say slept with? Holy shit. Like, oh my god.
Your decency is being challenged. You are pearl clutching this. You're like, oh, sex in my K-drama.
I am pearl clutching K-dramas.
Okay, but did you ever watch Coffee Prince, though?
I loved Coffee Prince. That was my first K-drama, Erin. That was my very first, and I can't find it anymore, but it was my first.
I forgot where I finally found it to watch it. But, I mean, that one totally, like, they fuck at the end.
They do.
And it's kind of funny, because he gets all shy, and he, like, shoves both of his legs into one pant leg. When she's, like, waking up the next day. And then she's like, okay, now I'm going to go live abroad for a couple long time. And he's just like, come home, I want a bone. And she's like, no. And then she's like, I lied.
That's all to say that Webtoons does a good job at Archie Comics. New Archie is a lot of fun. And I really am glad that Alex was able to sort of embrace what's fun about New Archie in a way that doesn't, like, shit all over classic Archie. But also that it wasn't, like, whatever crazy town ended up happening in Riverdale. Because...
That's fair. Yeah.
I'm gonna be 100% honest and say that I got bored and didn't ever finish that. So I don't actually know what happened in Riverdale. All I know is that it was straight up CW drama nonsense, which is ironic that I can't handle CW drama nonsense, but I can do British teen angst TV nonsense and all of the dramas that you could throw at me nonsense. But CW, American style brand, is not my favorite.
It's like hella inconsistent, and I feel disconnected from the real world. These are high schoolers, quote unquote, who have a composure, a wealth, and a list of activities that rivals people who are like in their mid-20s and like not in college, you know, just wealthy bougie babes.
Yeah.
Like, that's what Riverdale was. And they didn't talk about the pedophilia.
Yeah.
Like, the pedophilia is where I was like, what? What? And then just seeing all the clips as it came out later, I was like, what the fuck? Like, the monologue about the hat? I'm weird. Have you ever seen me without this hat? Jughead, who gives a fuck? A lot of people only own one hat. What the shit? Like, and then Betty's weird thing about the alter ego dominatrix thing with the black wig.
Oh,
and I was
yeah.
like, I don't understand what's happening. I don't. Of course, I was seeing this all out of context, but the highs and lows of high school football really fucking slap in the face. It's like, I've been in gang activity in all my life, but the highs and lows of football. Fuck off, Archie.
It's true. Well, okay. No, see, because I also have the same problem with, like, Chinese dramas. They seem like weirdly filmed, you know, like the way that they're like the video yes. is like too bright,
yeah.
and shiny. It's like modern soap operas, but not good.
Yeah.
And like the writing is atrocious. And like, yeah, like as a general statement, American and Chinese dramas are not for me, but everybody else is on the board for I'm going to give it a good old college try.
Okay, so speaking of Chinese dramas, I tried to give one a chance because, like, I would think I was, like, hella depressed. Like, I was just, like, scraping the bottom of the barrel of entertainment at the time, and I was getting, like, weird, really niche recommendations on Netflix, and one of them was this Chinese drama that this guy was, like, trying to be standoffish and really, you know, aloof and condescending. But turns out he was actually really into the girl from the start. Fucking paid doctors to falsify her medical records.
What?
To say that she had cancer.
What?
And he had to be the bone marrow donor.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God, yes. And to pay him back, she had to marry him?
What?
And then they had to live this life together where she's just like, yeah, I guess I'm married. And then is like trying to appease him sexually and also make sure she can keep him interested because, you know, he gets amnesia. And then it's just like,
what?
There's another guy who kind of comes in who like rescues her, but is like really a secret competitor for this guy. And then I don't know. I'm just like, bitch, you lied. You paid doctors to falsify her medical records.
Oh no.
So you could blackmail her into marrying you? What the fuck? They also had like no onstage chemistry. It was fine.
It was fine.
I mean, it wasn't fine. On a on like a plot wise, totally fucked up. Also, they had no chemistry. But anytime I think about onstage chemistry and really good dramas, I think of Bong Girl or Strong Girl Bong Soon.
Yes.
I'm like, yeah, that's good shit.
That is good, the good shit.
Yeah.
How do we end up here?
Anyway, yeah, so Riverdale.
I mean, I appreciated the ride. I love how
Archie versus Predator, y'all.
I love how Archie versus Predator is like tied to in our brains to all of that good, like, maybe it's just like the female strike zone media that we consume, that it's a comic. It's a no fuck around, like, full on comic book, you know? But we're just like,
yeah.
They're like, yeah, but this is for us. This is ours. Like, boys, stay out. I mean, like, you can read it, boys, but it's ours.
I'm sorry.
I know you guys thought that Archie was yours, and I know you guys thought that Predator was yours, but actually, no. It turns out not for you.
Archie and the Predator are the same, and they're for girls. As is Coffee Prince.
As is Coffee Prince. And Goblin, even though I know they're... that other people might like Goblin because it's the badass. It's a badass, but it's ours.
Yeah.
Strong Girl Bong Soon, also ours. In fact, yes. I'm just going to take this whole also corner ours. And this is all ours. You just stay over there with your,
this is ours.
With your Wednesday warrior nonsense, and I'm going to be over here having fun on Webtoon and Archie and Predator. You know what? Alien 2. Fuck it. Alien's mine.
Alien's ours. They have a queen. Alien is ours.
They have, it's something that makes people who don't have a vagina internalize the idea of having somebody force themselves on you, and they think it's not a female property. I don't understand. Like, the metaphor is, here's something terrible that happens on the reg, and also now you can you could explore how terrible this is through the premise of an egg-laying, like, alien. So have fun. And they're like, no, this is a dude property.
Yeah.
No, it's not. You no, it's not. If you had a little bit more empathy, you'd realize this is not. This is ours.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
And I mean, like, we're just sitting here eating it with popcorn watching you squirm about it, but you know, it's ours. So
it's fine. This isn't a very obvious metaphor. It's fine.
It's fine.
Anyway, Archie versus Predator. Love yes. It. You should read it.
Please do.
You should go on your own emotional journey and draw your own parallels versus us and Coffee Prince. Alex DeCampi, take that compliment. We read Archie versus Predator and we started thinking about all the romantic K-dramas with strong female protagonists and male partners who are actually worth the fucking time.
It's true.
But also, Betty and Veronica deserve their sapphic future.
please produce that sapphic future for us. For them. If you have the inclination or time. If that's something you would like to do, my body is ready. I'm waiting. Thank you.
Well, man, I don't even want to do like a fancy outro. Y'all can find us on the internet.
Look us up.
I mean, you already found us. You're listening to us. Find us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Find us at For Everyone Media.
We got that link tree.
That link tree.
Y'all, these are just really fun reads. Great reads. I recommend it. And I think that's all from me.
Drink water and take care of yourself.
Wash your hands after using the bathroom.
Take care of yourself, y'all.
Say hi to the people that you care for. Compliment people regularly. Try to sleep. You know, just be kind. Bye. Bye.
My husband was like, don't talk to anyone. Like, you have lost your talking to people privileges today.